Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 19th of July 1972. The title is The Importance of a Gathering and the Certificate Received from the Gathering. Do you consider yourselves to be pearls or beads? What is the value of a pearl or a bead based on? Why is the value of the pearls or beads less once they are separated from the necklace? They are valuable when they are threaded in the necklace. Why is the value reduced when they become separated? What is the reason for this? Because of being collected within a collection, those pearls or beads become powerful. When two come together, that becomes 11. One by itself would only be called one, but two together become 11. So, there is such a difference between one and that, its value is increased as much. Instead of two, you would say 11. It is explained like this in order to reveal the power of the gathering. What kind of pearl do you consider yourself? Are you a pearl of the necklace or an independent pearl? While seeing your value and your power, do you experience yourselves to be the beads of the garland? Do you consider one another to be valuable pearls threaded together in a gathering? Do others also consider you to be this? Or do you consider yourself to be this? When someone carries out a special task, or when someone returns victorious, he receives a medal. In the same way, in order to claim a certificate, in a practical way, for the effort you have been making until now, this gathering takes place every now and again. Has everyone in this gathering received a medal for moving along with the gathering and for the value of the power of the gathering? You have come to the university, have you not? So, you have to claim a certificate for the effort and godly service you have done up to now. To what extent are you content with one another, and how close are you to one another? You have to claim a certificate for this. One is a medal or a prize to remain cooperative within a gathering and for your loving interaction with others. The second prize is for bringing about the maximum glorification through your effort in godly service. The third prize is for being content with all the souls of wherever you are the instruments of, and for being content with yourself. If you yourself are not content, then that is a weakness. And if even one person is not content out of all those who come, then that too is also a weakness. Is everyone content with the teacher? Is everyone content with the teaching or relationship, that is, the handling given by the teacher? There is a prize for this also. In the beginning, you used to create a garland. What for? In order to increase your zeal and enthusiasm. Whatever stage you are at, when you find someone else at the same stage, you experienced happiness at seeing all of this. Even now, you still give prizes to some in your class, do you not? This method was used to create your zeal and enthusiasm and do look after one another. This did not mean that that was the medal for the final stage. That was the medal for the greatness of the time and of the effort. There was zeal and enthusiasm through this, and you could know your result, who was making what effort, or who was paying attention to their effort, or who had claimed a right having passed with honor. You experienced happiness seeing all of this. Even now, you still give prizes to some in your class, do you not? The prize may not be a big thing. It may even just be a handkerchief, but it is valuable. It has the value of the effort one has made. The object itself does not have that value. When you give a prize for even a little bit of service they do, or announce their names in class, then those souls are stamped with that for the future, and the tilak of zeal and enthusiasm is applied. Some special souls continually carry out special tasks, but even then, there are those who are instruments. They must have some greatness or some speciality, and this is why, according to the drama, after surrendering and being a complete renunciate, they have become instruments for serving others. Each one definitely has some speciality. You should all be familiar with one another's specialities, not of the weaknesses. When you have a gathering amongst yourselves, why do you listen to the news of each one's place? In order to adopt for yourself the specialities that each one has. Each one definitely attains a special virtue from Bap Dada. It is not mine, it is not my virtue, but something I have attained through knowledge. Then, through this, there will not be any arrogance. If it were your virtue, you would have had it from the beginning. However, you have become virtuous after receiving knowledge. Previously, in bhakti, you used to sing, "We are without virtue and do not have any virtues." So these are not your own virtues, but you are filling yourself with them through knowledge. This is why, while speaking about the virtue or speciality, have the awareness that you have attained it through knowledge. So this is the greatness of the knowledge and not your own. It is the greatness of the knowledgeful being. If you speak with one another in this way, then by taking one another's benefit in this way, there is benefit. First of all, you had the discipline of speaking about whatever subtle effort you were making at that time. Not just the superficial gross things, but you used to talk to one another about which effort you were making to be victorious over the subtle weaknesses. Because of being familiar with one another, because of speaking of the specialities of one another, the attention would automatically be drawn away from the weaknesses of that one, and it would be drawn to their specialities. Previously, you used to have discussions on such a subtle level. So now, talk to one another about the specialities of the effort of the present time, and the atmosphere will become very good. When this becomes the topic, all other topics will automatically be dismissed. So, this should be the form of your meeting with one another. And if you look at each one's speciality, it is very good. It is not possible for someone to think that he does not have any speciality. This would prove that he does not know himself. Your drishti and attitude should become as natural as the example you give to others about where the vision of a swan is drawn. Whilst seeing the stones, it will look for the pearls. In this way, your vision and attitude should be so natural that whilst you are seeing or hearing anything of anyone's weaknesses, it does not penetrate you. Instead, when you see or hear of someone's weakness, you should understand that that is not that one's weakness, but your own weakness, because you all belong to the same father and the same family. You are the beads of the same garland. If there is just an ordinary bead within a necklace, then the value of the whole necklace is reduced. So, when all of you are the beads of one rosary, what should be your attitude? That is also your weakness. A fast effort maker would, with the support of the yuktis received, very quickly remove whatever weaknesses he sees within himself. He would never speak about them. When you do not wish to reveal your own weakness, why do you speak of the weaknesses of others? This one was not in agreement with me, or this thing was not done and this is why service does not expand, or this thing or this one is an obstacle to my effort. This is just your own intellect trying to take the support of some excuse. But that support is without a foundation and therefore it cannot be accepted. After a little while, that same support becomes damaging. And so, you are holy swans, are you not? So what is the activity of the holy swans? To pick up the specialities of each one and try to finish their weaknesses. So, are you making such effort? Are you making effort whilst having the awareness that all of you are one? This is a speciality or uniqueness of this gathering which does not exist in any other gathering throughout the whole world. What does anyone who come here and sees this, who listens to whatever happens here, speak of? That the way of walking, sitting and speaking, etc., of each soul is the same. This is a speciality they speak of. So check yourself according to the praise they speak of the unity, one destination, one method, one discipline. According to the effort of the present time, the word excuse should finish. What is an excuse? Now you are moving forward, are you not? Since you are those who have maintained the courage of taking on the responsibility of transforming the world and of transforming matter, you are those who issue a challenge. So, what is an excuse then? Where is the excuse created? What is the seed of an excuse? There is weakness in one way or another, in your thoughts, in your words, or in your coming into connection or relationship with one another. The excuse begins with that weakness. So, the creation is a wasteful one. What would the creation of a weakness be? As is the seed, so is the fruit. So, when the creation is wrong, should you finish it there and then, or should you take its support and move forward? I can only move forward if this thing can be solved, you say. If this thing is resolved, service will increase and the obstacles will be removed, you say. Now, change this language. You are those who give solutions to others, are you not? People who do not have any knowledge come to you for a solution to their problems, do they not? How can those who themselves are to bring about solutions to many types of problems take the support of this? When all this support is finished, then this body consciousness and all its sanskars will automatically finish. These things bring you into body consciousness. When these things finish, then the consequences of them will also finish. Because of being caught up with little things, you come into different types of body consciousness. So have you, even now, not let go of body consciousness? Do you love it so much? Now, change your attitude and your language. When you see anyone at any time, In any stage or situation, if your attitude and your feelings are accurate, you will not be influenced by them. You should have a benevolent attitude and the feelings of good wishes. If you constantly maintain this attitude and feelings in an accurate way, these things will not happen. No matter what others do, even if they become obstacles for you, your feelings for such souls should be those of a well-wisher. This is known as being a fast effort maker or a holy swan. It is not a big thing when you have good wishes for those who have good wishes for you. You must perform such wonders that they are remembered. There is praise of those who uplifted the ones who defamed them. To have mercy for those who are merciful is not a big thing. When someone tries to make you fall again and again, and tries to make you fluctuate in your mind, even then, you should maintain good wishes with stability. Your feelings should not change because of the situation. You should constantly have unshakable and firm feelings. Only then will you be called a holy swan. Then, you will not even see any of these things. Otherwise, a lot of time is wasted in this. Time is wasted in childhood anyway. If a child is wasting time, others would say, he is only a child. However, if a sensible person wastes his time, what would others say? A child wasting his time would not be noticed as much, because that is his work anyway. So, the service for which you have become instruments requires the stage of being a world mother. You are world benefactors, are you not? There are many who will benefit the limited. The stage of being a world benefactor is that of being a world mother. Achha. On the land of Punjab, the Kaur of government is proud and the Pandav of government is also proud. The speciality of Punjab is that most helpers that have emerged to help in Bap Dada's task are from Punjab. The jewels who have emerged from Sindh and have become instruments have made you jewels emerge. It is now the duty of all of you to make such good jewels emerge. They should not be those who create complications. The proof that should emerge from you should emerge. Now check yourselves. Do you become fed up with your own creation? This has also continued from the beginning. Have you made jewels emerge? It is easier for all of you. You don't have to give any physical sustenance, only spiritual sustenance. However, when the first group emerged, they had both responsibilities. It is easy to fulfill one responsibility. However, when you have both responsibilities, you have to give your time. Nevertheless, the first group at least emerged. Now, the aim of all of you should be to quickly make emerge those who are going to be close to you and your subjects, to reveal both types of souls. That practical fruit should be visible. Now, you have to work hard, for not so much practical fruit is visible. What is the reason for this? What is the main difference between the sustenance that Bap Dada gives and the godly sustenance that you give, due to which the moths that should surrender themselves to the flame are not able to do so? For this to be the part in the drama is a different matter. But you have to become equal to the Father, do you not? Practical fruit does not mean that you become heirs in one day. To the extent that you make effort and have hopes, if your result is to that extent, that is also the practical fruit. Why is that not emerging? Bap Dada does not have any desires for the fruit of action. Firstly, on the basis of being incorporeal, he has no reward, and so he cannot have any desires. And even when he played a practical part in the corporeal form, because of having the awareness of the Father in his every word and deed, he didn't even have the slightest thought of receiving any fruit. However, what happens here? Whatever anyone does, they have the desire to attain the fruit of that here. Just as a tree definitely bears fruit, but if you begin to eat it there and then, you would never be able to get completely ripe fruit because you would have eaten unripe fruit. So this is also like that. Whatever you do, you definitely have a desire for the fruit of that, even in a subtle form. So, you did something and ate its fruit, and so, what would the practical fruit be visible as? It would be incomplete, would it not? There are different types of desires of fruit, just as there is a list of limitless sorrow. In the same way, there is definitely a desire for the fruit or a subtle thought to receive some type of response to that. There is definitely a desire to receive 1% to 2% result. It is not possible to have a completely altruistic attitude. While having the knowledge of the reward of your effort and yet not have any attachment to it, this stage is lacking. For example, you served some people, you explained to 8 people. Out of those, some praised you, whereas others neither praised you nor defamed you, but remained mature and quiet. Out of the 8, your attention would go more to those who praised you. You would not be able to recognize the maturity of those who remained quiet. Your sanskars of accepting the external praise would be more visible. In other words, you would say, your nature and sanskars are the same. Such and such a person's sanskars are not the same, and this is why he remains distant. However, in fact, that is also accepting fruit in a subtle way. The main reason is that you would do something and you would then wait for the result. First of all, there would be the attention. What did this one say about me? I gave this lecture. What did everyone have to say about it? Your attention will be drawn to this. To accept the result with the aim of making yourself move forward, to know the result of your service, to know it for your own progress is a different matter from having a desire for something good or bad. If you do something and instantly accept its fruit, you don't accumulate anything. You simply earned and ate it. There isn't any willpower in that. Such souls will always remain weak internally. They will not be powerful because they are empty inside. Anything that is full is always powerful. So this is the main reason. This is why it is very rare that the fruit ripens and comes in front of you. When this finishes, you will then be able to see the result of all three, incorporeal, egoless, as well as viceless, that is, in your thoughts, words and deeds. While being in the body, the soul conscious form will be visible. You saw the Sakar form. He was elderly, but You still didn't see the body, you only saw the soul. The corporeal would disappear and you could only see the subtle one. Because of his having the incorporeal stage while in the corporeal form, only the incorporeal and subtle were visible. Such a stage will be practical. At present, you yourselves come into body consciousness again and again, and this is why others are not able to have a vision of the incorporeal or angelic form. There should be all these three: the incorporeal stage for your thoughts, egoless in your words, and viceless in your deeds. There should not be the slightest vice, mine and yours, pride and honor. These words are also vices. When there is the slightest trace, a whole progeny will be created. There should be no trace of vice even in your thoughts. When you have all these three stages, the subjects and heirs that are to emerge through your influence will very quickly emerge. You are sowing the imperishable seeds of your effort now. The fruit of that and some influence of the practical will emerge together. Then you will see quick service taking place. So, you have now understood the reason, have you not? Find a solution for that. All three stages will be visible practically. Nowadays, everyone wants to see. They don't want to hear anything. They have been hearing from the Copper Age onwards. One gets tired from hearing a lot, and so the majority is now tired. You heard on the path of devotion, and politicians nowadays also speak a lot, and so everyone is tired of hearing. Now they want to see. Everyone says, demonstrate it by doing something. Give us some practical proof, for only then it can be said that you are doing something. The practical activity of all of you is a practical proof. So now you have to have practical activity. The great destruction that is to take place in the future and the new world that is to come should be visible through your features. When they see this, they will have disinterest automatically. On one side, there is disinterest, and on the other side, they will have the enthusiasm to create their future. It is said, there has to be liberation in one eye and liberation in life in the other eye. So, destruction is the gate to liberation, and establishment is the gate to liberation in life. Both should be visible through your two eyes. This old world is now about to finish. Your eyes and forehead should reveal this. The forehead says a lot. When someone's forehead shows their fortune, they think he is very miraculous. When you do such service, there will be cries of victory. So, you have to become a sample in front of the world. While having many centers and many places, all should become united. Everyone should have an unlimited intellect. You have to be unlimited masters and children. Do not just be a master. Be a master and a child. A child and a master. Give regard to one another's advice. Whether one is young or old, a student or someone who is staying with you, you should definitely give regard to each one's advice. To reject someone's advice means to reject yourself. You must definitely give regard first. Then, if you give some explanation afterwards, that is a different matter. You must never cut someone off instantly, saying that that is wrong, that is not possible. That is having disregard for that one's advice. Through this, you create a seed of disregard in that one. When parents are at home, their children naturally have the sanskars of copying them. The parents don't teach anything to the children. Here too, you are children in your alaukik birth. Elders are equal to parents. Therefore, if you disregard their advice today, tomorrow, they will have disregard for you. So, who sowed that seed? Those who are instruments. A mouse first blows and then bites. So, if you want to cut something off that is wasteful, first give regard to that person. Then, do not cut that one off. But they will feel that they are being given Srimat. When you make them move forward by giving them regard, they will be happy. It is easy for you to get someone to do something for you when you make that one happy. Never cut off one another's ideas. You should say, yes, why not? This is very good. Even these words will give regard. If you say no right at the beginning, you will become atheists. First, always say yes. No matter what something is, if its container is good, people will be impressed. Similarly, when you come into contact with others, your words and your form should also be the same. It should not be that you appear to be against them through your form. In this, by having feelings of mercy and good wishes, there will not be any change on your face. The words you speak will also be yukti-yukt. When Bap Dada gives a correction to anyone, he first gives respect and then gives a correction. Nowadays, all those who come are those who want regard because they have been rejected. They want their respect. Therefore, never have any disregard for anyone. First, give them regard and then cut them off. First, speak of their speciality and only then of their weakness. When you operate on someone, you first give them an injection to make them unconscious. So, first of all, give them regard and stabilize them in that intoxication. Then, no matter how big an operation you perform, it will be successful. This too is the method. When this sanskar is developed, you will receive regard from the world. If you give less regard to souls, you will receive less regard as your reward. Acha. Om Shanti.